Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, the premier growth partner exclusively for independent jewelers. Today, we are talking about a strategy that can completely transform your digital advertising results and drive serious revenue, retargeting. If you are running ads for your jewelry store and wondering why your return on ad spend isn't where it needs to be, this episode is for you. Most independent jewelers pour the vast majority of their ad budget into reaching new people, focusing heavily on cold audiences and fresh eyeballs. And on the surface, that makes sense because you always need awareness to grow your brand. But here is the harsh math that should keep you up at night. Roughly 96 to 98% of first-time website visitors leave your site without buying anything or even reaching out. For independent jewelers, where average transaction values easily run into the thousands of dollars, every single one of those lost visitors represents serious revenue walking right out your front door. Retargeting completely fixes that problem. Instead of constantly paying to reach absolute strangers, you show targeted, relevant ads to people who already know who you are. These are the visitors who browsed your engagement ring collections, scrolled through your custom design gallery, or watched your behind-the-scenes Instagram videos. These are warm prospects, and they convert at dramatically higher rates than cold traffic. If you are currently running Google Ads or Meta Ads without a dedicated retargeting strategy, you are literally leaving money on the table every single day. Why does retargeting work so exceptionally well for independent jewelers? Well, jewelry is simply not an impulse purchase. A customer considering a $3,000 engagement ring or a $1,500 anniversary band does not buy on their very first visit. Industry data tells us that the average jewelry purchase involves multiple touch points over days or weeks before a buyer finally commits. That extended consideration window is exactly where retargeting thrives. While the shopper is comparing options, reading reviews, and talking it over with their partner, your retargeting ads keep your store top of mind so that when they are finally ready to pull the trigger, you are the store they remember and trust. Three specific factors make jewelry uniquely suited for this approach: high average order values, where the economics work heavily in your favor, a long consideration cycle, and deep emotional purchase triggers like engagements, anniversaries, birthdays, and holidays. Now, not all retargeting is created equal. The specific audiences you build determine whether your ads feel genuinely helpful or annoying. Here are the three retargeting audiences every independent jeweler needs to utilize right now. First, your website visitors from the last 30 to 90 days. This is your absolute foundation. Anyone who visited your website recently gets added to a retargeting audience automatically through your Metapixel or Google Ads tag. The key here is proper segmentation. Someone who looked at your bridal collection for 3 minutes is a very different prospect than someone who bounced off your homepage in 5 seconds. Build separate audiences based on product page viewers, high intent visitors who checked your store hours or contact page, and cart or form abandoners. The more specific your audience, the more relevant and compelling your ad can be. Second, your social media engagers. As independent jewelers, you likely post regularly on Instagram and Facebook. Those likes, comments, saves, and video views create a tremendously valuable retargeting pool. On Meta, you can build a custom audience from people who engaged with your Instagram profile or watched your videos in the last 180 days. Because jewelry content is inherently visual, someone spending 15 seconds watching a craftsman create a custom ring is signaling real, high-intent interest. Third, your existing customer list. Your current customers are your highest-value retargeting audience. Upload your customer email list from your point-of-sale system or CRM directly to Meta or Google to drive repeat purchases through anniversary reminders, new collection launches, or upgrade offers. This data also enables lookalike audiences, helping you find new buyers who share the exact same traits as your best existing clients. When it comes to setting up meta retargeting for your jewelry store, you need to verify your pixel, build your custom audiences, and create retargeting specific campaigns with their own separate budgets. A great starting point is allocating roughly 15 to 25% of your total meta budget specifically to retargeting. Crucially, match your creative to the audience. Do not run the same ads to warm audiences that you run to cold prospects. Lead with social proof like Google reviews and customer testimonials. Feature specific products using dynamic retargeting, and show behind the scenes content that builds ultimate trust. By implementing these strategies, you will turn those window shoppers into loyal, paying buyers. If you want a clear roadmap tailored specifically to your store, head over to deepearthmkt.com to get a free preview of your custom marketing strategy. Thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.